Hello, world, and thank you for tuning in to Everything EHC.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
And now here is a guy who once rode a dirt bike up the Orville and Wilbur Wright Memorial Sand Dune at 2 a.m. Your host, Maceo.
Everything EHC at Enchanted Hills Camp, Napa, California. I am here with another camper, a first-time Everything EHC guest. Please tell me your name, where you're from, how old are you, and how long you've been coming to camp.
My name is Maddie. I'm 14 years old. I am from Roseville, California, and I've been coming to EHC for 5 years.
And this is your fifth year, yes?
Yes.
And this is the first time at the teen session?
Yes.
You were in the youth session before?
I was in the youth session for 4 years.
Right. And how has that transition been for you? How do you feel about that this year?
It's exciting because we have a lot more freedom, and also we're here a lot longer, so it's definitely something to adjust, but it's awesome. I'm having a great time.
So 10 days as opposed to the 5, it's almost double the length.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you get to go wherever you want. You don't have a schedule.
Yeah.
In the morning, we make announcements and we say, these are all the awesome things that we're doing. And you have trouble deciding because there's so many awesome things, correct?
Exactly. And it's like, you don't have to like think, oh, I should go to this place or this place. So you can just kind of wander off.
You got 10 days to do all the wonderful things here, isn't
it?
Yeah, awesome.
Exactly.
All right, Maddie, tell me, what's your favorite daytime activity?
Oh, God.
You can name a couple.
I love horseback.
You just came from that, didn't you?
Yes.
Nice.
And I love archery.
Perfect. Perfect. You got to stay in the old cabins.
Yes.
As a youth camper. And you have a unique situation because your first year as a teen camper is the year after the fire.
Oh, yeah.
So now you're staying in the Sweetwater Bungalows. How has that transition been for you after the fire, before the fire and after the fire?
Before the fire and after the fire, I really don't see that much difference, actually.
Cool. That means Enchanted Hills Camp and Tony and the Lighthouse are doing their job.
They're
right?
Doing a great
job.
Yeah,
excellent.
Yeah.
Are you okay with the bungalows down there?
Yeah, they're awesome.
And you don't have to walk so far to the dining hall.
No.
Yeah, that's a little bit nicer.
They also smell good, too.
Oh, that's cool. Hey, that's great in the blind community when things smell good, right?
Yeah.
Maddie, what's your favorite EHC meal?
It would have to be yesterday's lunch.
The burgers.
Yes.
The homemade barbecued on our EHC giant brick barbecue hamburgers, right?
Yes.
They were very good.
They were so good.
Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. So we got some Enchanted Hills stuff. You want to tell me a little bit about your last year at school? Tell me what you were just telling me a little while ago. Give us a little take on what happened to you last year school-wise.
So I decided to go to California School for the Blind in Fremont because the year before that, I was having some complications at school for because middle school, and I didn't feel very accepted. So I went there, and it was nice because I got to I made so many new friends so quickly, and there was a lot more things that I was allowed to do independently. But then it was also kind of bittersweet as well because I did get homesick after a while, and I was away from home Sunday through Friday, and then I'd come home every Friday. And so that was kind of challenging, but I had a great time because I was a lot more outgoing, and I think I gained more confidence about myself as well.
I think you did too. I can see it a little bit here at camp. I see you growing into yourself a little bit, having that more confidence. Your O&M skills are better. Seems like you got a lot going on for you as far as, you know, feeling accepted, feeling like you're in the right place, even though it had its challenges away from home, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Are you going to do it again next year?
I think it definitely taught me a good lesson that home was where I always wanted to be. So I think because I'm in high school now, so.
Oh, so you'll go into the high school.
Yeah,
this
I'll be home for high school.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. So you're making a lot of different transitional things this summer by coming to teen camp and now going into high school. You're all up for the challenge, though, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're totally cool with it, right?
Definitely.
Nice. That's great. That's great.
Just as long as I come out good and successful.
Well, perfect. And if you feel like that's what you want to do, that's what'll happen, Maddie. No problem. I believe that you have the skills and the knowledge, everything it takes to be successful at what you're doing. You already proved yourself by being able to do a year of school away from home.
Yeah.
I'm proud of you for that. That's pretty cool. All right. So thanks for sharing on that subject, but we're going to move on to some fun stuff. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What is your favorite chocolate candy?
Oh, gosh. It would have to be, I love M&M's,
mm-hmm.
and I love Reese's.
Yeah, so you got chocolate. You're all you got chocolate. Kit Kat, you said that at the end there?
Yes.
Any chewy candy you like?
I like Sour Patch a lot.
Nice. I do too. Okay, do you have a favorite ice cream?
Anything that has Oreos in it, I'm good with it. I love Oreos.
I do too. That's we have that in common. That's like my go-to cookie. I'm not a big fan of cookies and cream ice cream, though. I like things in my ice cream.
Yeah.
The more stuff, the better.
Yes. I had cookies and cream so much when I was in first grade, so I don't eat it anymore.
You burn out on the cookies and cream.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. Do you have a favorite television show?
Honestly, I don't watch a lot of TV, but I love watching. Have you heard of The Voice?
Mm-hmm.
I watch that.
Yeah,
every time
absolutely.
It comes on.
Okay, so The Voice, that's good.
The Voice, yes.
Do you watch any movies? Do you have any movies you like?
I like a lot of old family movies.
Nice.
So anything that my mom watches, I watch. Like,
oh.
I like Disney, everything like that.
Nice. Okay. Cool. Let's see. Do you have a favorite song at the moment?
Oh my gosh.
How about this? Do you have a favorite song that you can sing a line of for me?
I am actually, because in singing lessons, I'm singing Beautiful by Christina Aguilera.
Sing me a line. Come on. You can do it.
Every day it's so wonderful, and suddenly it's hard to breathe. Now and then I get insecure from all the pain. I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful, no matter what they say. Words can't bring me down. I am beautiful in every single way. No words can't bring me down. So don't you bring me down today.
That's exactly what I wanted to hear. So much talent at this camp, folks. It's hard to even comprehend it.
Thank you.
No, thank you for sharing. That was beautiful. I get so stoked when people have beautiful talent like you have, Maddie. That was great. Look forward to your performance at the talent shows. That's always awesome. You're always creative. You and Heaven, right? Shout
yeah.
out to your friend Heaven.
Yes.
We're going to try to get her on here sometime soon, too. Everything EHC, some singing there from Maddie. Loved it. Now, let's see. Have you ever been to a live concert?
I have been to a couple when I was in kindergarten. They weren't like a famous band, but they were popular around the city.
Mm-hmm. And you had fun? It's a memorable thing for you?
I had fun. I was I was like six, so I was singing at the top of my lungs. I love the songs.
Nice. If you could go anywhere in the world, all expenses paid after camp, take your family with you and go have some sort of experience somewhere. Money's not an issue. Where are you going to go?
Switzerland.
Ooh, and why Switzerland?
I've heard so many good things about Switzerland, like the people, the languages, the chocolate.
Oh, here we go. We're getting to the meat of the matter. Swiss chocolate.
How good and clean the country is. And I just think it's such an interesting, beautiful place. And I would love to visit it.
Perfect. So you have a goal to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, you never know. Perfect. That sounds great. I would like to go there myself. All right. Do you have a favorite number?
Favorite number? When I was in the fourth grade, I loved the number 11.
Perfect.
Yeah, but now it's like, I don't know.
Okay.
A lot of numbers are really good.
Do you have a favorite animal?
Animal, I love cats a lot.
Nice. Do you have a cat?
I used to, but he was an outdoor and he kind of went on a lot of adventures, so he kind of disappeared.
Oh, that's too bad.
So I have a dog now.
Okay. What kind of dog?
He is a terrier mix. He's very small.
And what's his name?
We call him Charlie.
Charlie's a good dog.
Yes.
Shout out to Charlie the good dog. All right. Here's an interesting question that some campers have been struggling with. What's your favorite smell?
I actually like a lot of interesting smells. Like, some people think I'm weird, but I love the smell of gasoline.
Okay.
And, you know, food cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Gasoline's
a good one. That's
perfume.
A good answer. What else did you say? Sorry.
Perfume.
Yep.
Yeah.
Nice. You ever use gasoline as perfume? Then I could try that out.
Gosh. That'd be interesting.
Gasoline for men. Okay, so let's see what else we got. You ever play any games, board games, card games with your family or anything?
I don't play too many card games, but last night, because I haven't played this game in so long, so I forgot how to do it because I've only played pieces of it. But last night I played D&D with Heaven and Kelsey and all those people.
Yeah, there was a whole group of you guys. How was that? Was that fun?
That was fun.
Yeah, people seemed like they were having a good time.
It was awesome.
Cool, cool. Are you having fun podcasting for your first time with Maceo?
Yes,
yeah, you're having fun?
Yeah.
This is cool, huh?
Yeah.
Nice. Okay, so let's see. Do you get fired up? You're a pretty mellow person. Is there anything that fires you up?
Soda.
Any particular kind?
Anything except my mom doesn't let us have Mountain Dew, so that's a no for that one, but anything else?
You get all fired up on the soda.
I get fired up on soda.
So if you were allowed to have the Mountain Dew, would you drink it?
No. Okay. I would stick to Rip Your Coke, Pepsi. I haven't had Pepsi in a while, now that I think of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that will make me I will be laughing at everything.
That's a good one. Soda fires Maddie up. Let's buy a six-pack. All right, so let's see. You've been a great guest. I got a hard question for you here before we finish, but I just like to remind all the campers here on Everything EHC that Enchanted Hills Camp loves their campers and loves you. We love having you here. We're so glad that you're able to be with us and share this experience, especially as a first-time teen camper. You all right with that?
Yeah.
Perfect. And we hope to have you here for, you know, many more years and continue you know, your process of becoming a lovely young lady. I like it, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. All right. So here's a hard question. I've been asking this one a lot because I've been getting great answers from you folks. What do you want to say to all sighted people?
I want to say to all sighted people that, because honestly, in the society that we live in now, and it's hard to say it to myself too, because I kind of struggle with insecurity myself. So, But I would like to say to other people that looks really don't matter. And honestly, it really depends. Just as long as you're a good person, you got a good heart, then you're naturally beautiful. You don't need your looks to prove that. And especially for, I can't see what looks look like, so that's what I rely on, is if you have a good personality. And I'm just, us blind people are just like you guys. We just require a cane and more help than you.
There you go. Beautiful, beautiful words. Perfect. I'm very happy and honored to have you as a first-time guest on Everything EHC. Thank you, Maddie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being honest and candid with your answers and sharing with us, Maddie's world outside of Enchanted Hills Camp. All right. So we're going to sign off for now. That was another excellent episode of Everything EHC. I hope you guys, our listeners, are enjoying this season as much as we are. We got, you know, tons more on the schedule here before I'm done at the teen camp. So just keep checking back as always here on maceo.net. And thanks again, Maddie.
Thank you.
Have a great rest of your session, and we will talk again soon, okay?
You too, definitely.
All right. Excellent. Over and out from Everything EHC.